Welcome to Morning Motivation with Gogo
and Natasha.
We are here and I'm so excited that we are here. And hi, Natasha.
Hi, Gogo. How are you?
I am doing well and so excited to be here with another great episode of Morning Motivation. These topics that we choose just really get created so organically.
Yeah, they just come out. They just appear
out of the ether,
out of our conversations, our right. Real conversations,
real conversations, real people. Gogo and Natasha. That was going to be the other title of the show, but it was way too long. And our producers were like, the marketing is not, we can't fit it all in the byline. We can't fit it all there because our producers are British. For those that didn't know, our producers and PAs are British and also billionaires. Jeff, can you, put down that package and come on over here. Bring me my water. Thank you, Jeff.
He just had a sip of water for those who can't see.
I did. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate Bezos, that is, if anyone was wondering who that is. And he was at your place last time.
He was. He was. Yeah. He defected to Gogo's.
Yeah. Is William over there?
William. Wait, who's William?
Gates.
He is. He's in everybody's home in the form of Microsoft Suite.
I think William has heated floors in his house.
Oh, that sounds lovely to wake up to every day.
Right.
That would motivate me beyond a doubt.
I would be motivated. Okay.
We are but we still manage to find the motivation, don't we?
We do. Without the heated floors or Jeff bringing me water, the motivation is still there.
How do we do it? We're going to share that with you. We have an amazing topic. Let's tell them what it is.
Don't live in maybe. Don't live in maybe. How many times someone asks you, or you ask someone, hey, do you want to come to this party with me? And they say, maybe. What do I do with that? What do we do with maybe? Nothing. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That has been our time. I appreciate you.
There's so much there. When you shared the story with me, the full story, so tell the story how you shared it with me this morning.
Yeah, so one of my friends, she's a great friend of mine. We've done a lot of work together. We're in this movie together, and they're doing a test screening for audiences to kind of see how people receive the film here in LA. And I was already scheduled to work because I am a working actor, and it also works at other places to support my working actor lifestyle. Amen. And I was already scheduled to work. And so I told her, I said, well, right now it's a no. If I book this commercial that I am being considered for, then I cannot go to my other job and come to the screening. And that was my logic, because I needed to be fiscally responsible. So I said, right now it's a no, where some people may have said, oh, maybe I'll see if I can make it, or I'll try. I don't live in maybe. It's yes or no. And if I tell someone, hey, right now it's a no, so I want you to expect me not to be there because I've told you it's a no. And that way they know how to move forward, because if you give someone a definitive answer, they then know how to move forward in the direction that they need to go. If I say I'm not going to be there, then you know not to expect me there unless I tell you otherwise. And that type of decision making can really change your life, and you can really move in ways that make sense and that people can depend on you. If you say yes, that you're going to do something, then they expect that you're going to do that thing. That's the story. And that's kind of how this conversation topic was birthed, because I've seen so many people I've asked to come do stuff and they tell me maybe. And I look at them with the same look I'm looking at the camera right now, like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, no, that all spoke to me and harkened back to a time when I was trying to be Mrs. Nice Woman. let me give an introduction to Mrs. Nice Woman thinks it's okay to say maybe, because even though she might not actually want to go to the party, like someone extends an invitation, if I say maybe, that leaves a opening to say, well, actually, I can't make it. That's not actually very nice to do that. How many people out there can relate to wanting to be nice, quote unquote, and instead of just coming out and saying what you actually mean, which is either yes or no, you use the maybe as kind of like a scapegoat to then edge your way out of doing whatever thing you've been asked to definitively decide to do. We see you raising your hands out there. It's okay. I'm right there with you raising my hand, because I was one of those people who did that habitually. And the reason that I did it was to avoid feeling like I was going to hurt someone else's feelings.
Wow. At its core, there's a level of care that's there. I don't want to hurt someone else's feelings. But knowing that in the end, their feelings are still going to get hurt, because you're not going to be there. You're not showing up. I'm going to pause on hurting you now just to hurt you later. And that's what a lot of us have done. I've definitely told people maybe in the past, for sure. I've done that many times before. I don't do it anymore. But yeah, and that's the core of it, is you're procrastinating pain.
You're procrastinating pain. Oh, come on. Okay. That's it right there. That's the button that you're going to remember, because you're going to be in pain either now or later, and you might as well just get it over with.
Right. Let's start the healing process now.
I can't come to your party.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you make that practice, what it does is it makes you more definitive and other parts of your life.
Yes. Yes.
And that brings me to this wonderful book that I've read called The Power of Decision by Raymond Charles Barker. And I want to read just a little bit of an excerpt for you. And this section is called Decide to Control Your Life. If you decide to take control of your life and determine what will take place in your everyday living and creative planning for the future, you need the knowledge just presented. Your control depends upon your conscious awareness that your individual subconscious mind is a law of cause and effect. Nothing has ever happened to you or taken place around you that was not the result of your subconscious mind. That is a big statement, but it is true. You may mentally argue that it is not so, but eventually you will realize that it is so.
And mic drop.
Mic drop. What? What? I mean,
and in the pauses, that was a sound effect going in there, because that was the mic, like we was dropping hard.
Decide to control your life. Natasha, how does that speak to you in that way of taking responsibility for your life?
I have to say, like, immediately when I heard that quote, it made me think of Neville Goddard and Feeling is the Secret. Have you heard of this book?
No, tell me more.
So Neville Goddard, he wrote I believe it's a short book, and I haven't actually seen the book itself because I found it on YouTube. It was a video series, and I listened to a lot of material on metaphysics, on positive thinking, and all that sort of material. I like to feed my mind in the morning, really positive, different things. And throughout the day, you know, just when that energy starts to dip, and I'll look for things like this. And Neville popped up, and he talks about specifically what you mentioned in this book excerpt about the subconscious mind and how it is really creating your whole life for you whether you're aware of it or not, it's just understanding how you work in tandem, in cooperation with your subconscious mind. So when you're saying what we're talking about today, don't live in the maybe, if you're saying maybe, your subconscious mind can only recreate for you situations that are going to be neither here nor there.
Like living in murky waters.
Yes. And it can feel that way. It can feel like you're just swimming through mud, right? You're looking, you can't see anything. It's just all cloudy, murky. Yes.
And my question to the people and persons out there is, how do you depend on maybe?
Mm-hmm.
When someone asks you, hey, are you going to do your homework assignment? Maybe. Someone asks you, hey, can you pick me up from the airport at 3 p.m.? Maybe. Hey, you ask your doctor, doctor, are you going to be there for the birth of my child to help me through the child labor? Maybe. What? You know, there's not a situation where maybe is appropriate. I'm sure there is one particular one that's an extreme, and I'm sure someone will comment it in the ethers of the internet. I will go back and forth with you on that, and we can talk about that then. But in the major decision life questions where something needs to get done, if it's maybe, how confident do you feel that that thing will be done? If you ask your doctor, hey, are you trained enough to do this job? Maybe. You ask your mechanic, mechanic, can you change this oil correctly? Maybe. The more I say it, the more I see how maybe is so dangerous, because you can't depend on maybe. You can depend on a no, or you can depend on a yes. But maybe is, and that goes back to, I'll bounce back to Slight Edge, where we talk about you're either trending up or trending down. There is no neutral space.
Yes. There's no neutral space. Exactly. Oh, wow. Okay. When you put it into the context of Slight Edge, this is a book that Gogo and I will talk about again and again and again, because I believe that that whole graph, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Right. When you're, and I recommend anyone, everyone who has not taken a look at this material yet, to just at least check out that graph. You can look it up very quickly on, you know, online. So the trending up, trending down is a perfect visual representation of what's happening with the, when you're living in maybe. When you're living in maybe, you are definitely just on the downward trend. It's just each rung down. It's like you're just taking one more step down.
Ooh.
That yeah. thing that like I can feel, I can see it now and I can feel it. And it just feels icky. I mean, I've been in that situation where I've been, you know, for years on years saying maybe, not in all areas of my life. And you know, it's just over here a little bit, especially like with the first example that you provided for us at the start of the episode, which is going to the party. Someone says, can you make it to this party? You told them a definitive answer. No.
Right.
No, I won't be there. You set up their expectation. They're not expecting but I spent years and years telling people maybe because I was worried about hurting their feelings when I didn't give them enough credit to know, hey, they can handle their own feelings. They just need to know. They just need to know what my decision is. Is right. it yes or no?
Ooh, I'm about to put a pause right there, because you just hit something. And I don't even know if you know you hit it, but you just hit something. When you talk about someone's feelings, that maybe is you trying to control that person's perspective. And you think that, oh, I'm doing you a service because I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to control them so that the hurt comes later. That's what it is. It's a control thing. Because maybe still gives you some modicum of control over that scenario. It's not a strong grasp, but it's something there. Because no is a release. Yes is a hold on to. But maybe is my hands half on, half off. Wow.
This is a huge thing, the control. And so, goodness, that could be a whole spin-off episode. I see it like spinning off. It's like,
right.
Control is in there. And I know it's real because I feel the icky feeling. It's like, oh, that's it. Yes.
What just came to me is maybe is manipulation.
Speak about it. Speak about it.
Oh, what?
Speak about it. That's another button. Maybe is manipulation.
Maybe is manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And no one likes to be manipulated. You know when you're being manipulated. You can feel it. And sometimes you don't feel it until after the fact, because there are people that are really good manipulators because they spend their lives manipulating people. So sometimes you don't even know it's happened until after the fact. But those that have any piece of discernment can say, okay, this person is manipulating me. And that's exactly what maybe does. Now, of course, maybe is, when I say it in that context, people are like, wow, that's so extreme. Because yes, it's not a knife cutting your throat. No, it is a pin pricking your thumb. Yet and still, in both situations, you still bleed. And that is why maybe is manipulation. And we have to move out of that space so that we as a whole human race can be more accountable to each other and be more dependable to each other. So people know how to move about. Like, okay, you're not going to be there. Great. Okay, I can move on. Or you are going to be there. Awesome. I know I can give you this task.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love all of that, Gogo. It's also to say, you know, I could maybe understand maybe how that word get in there. I can understand how hearing the word, okay, well, if you're saying maybe, you know, there's manipulation there. It can be on different levels. There's a scale, of course. Some people are very conscious. They're conscious of the manipulation. Others, they're not. We use that word casually in our society today. Just look around you today and see how many times you see that word being used. Just let's start to be aware of that, and also how it's affecting our understanding of how what you've just described, we can be more dependable and accountable to one another. And is that really part of the society that we live in? Do we want that as a society? Is that what we're showing each other in all these different interactions we're having? It might not be baked in already to our society to be dependable. For example, you can work somewhere and you're not supported sometimes in saying yes or no in the workplace. You're supported when you say something that gives you wiggle room. It is important to really approach this from different angles, because you have the social situation, right? But then you have the work environment. And how does maybe creep into the work environment and kind of poison that arena? Is that a whole other topic? Is that too big
for
our morning
so.
Motivation?
I think it's right in there, because when you think about getting to work, are you coming in? Maybe. There's no confidence there. But then when you actually get into work, there's a specific task that needs to be done. And there's different ways to say, maybe, you know, I'm going to work on getting to that so that I may be able to accomplish that task at a later date. What I just said was maybe, you know, it gives me that ability to have that freedom that I'm trying to hold on to with whatever it is I'm trying to do. And that does create an environment of indecision and of, I want to say non-belief, but like, I'm questioning, is this actually going to get done? That maybe makes them want to like, let me bring more people on this project, because I think this person is not going to be dependable enough to get this done. And that's how that flows sometimes, which is really unfortunate. Whereas if you just said, no, I need help. Okay, let me get you some help. But like, you saying that may then say, okay, you can't do your job. Maybe I have to then find another person. You know, even in saying that maybe I have to find another person, that's creating manipulation of like, oh, okay, now you're feeling like you may be replaced. Now you're feeling like your job security is being infringed upon. You know, when they say, absolutely. Well, maybe I need to replace you. Well, maybe you need some help. Oh, it's been used from both perspectives, which I think is just not healthy.
It's not healthy at all, but it's an important aspect of the maybe that is, it's larger, and it starts to, when it's starting to affect your economic access, that's when it becomes really, really impactful. How, you know, using that maybe. Ooh.
Wow. Wow. That's.
I didn't think we were going to go there.
I never know where these conversations are going to go, but I'm so happy they went there. What it makes me want to think about is, in my life, where can indecision be changed to decision? I'm pretty decisive in a lot of areas of my life, but mm-hmm. then there's still some areas that I can be more decisive upon. And now it's about like digging deeper into how can I remove maybe out of my life?
Because that sounds like a challenge. That sounds like a challenge that the audience can also take on, right? I would love to take that challenge on. What are the areas of your life that you can remove maybe from?
Now what I'm thinking about, this is probably another topic, but I'm going to touch on it, a little hot button topic, is how does maybe and hope relate to each other?
Okay. What? Ooh, that's interesting.
Yes. It's like, and Natasha's like, wait, where are we going with this? Because when you say to someone, I hope I can make it. I'm like, maybe sounds a lot like a cousin to hope. I hope I can be there.
What? there's many different, exactly. The word maybe might not be actually used, but it could be an adjacent word or an adjacent phrase. So anything that is maybe adjacent, mm-hmm. you also need to start become aware of how that's being used.
Right. Absolutely. Now, when you go down that train of maybe, you start to see the different ways that maybe appears, because maybe can have many different faces. And so you have to identify, where are the maybes in your life? And where can I change those maybes to more definitive choices? Maybe I'll stop smoking. What? Maybe I'll ask for a raise. All these different things create murky waters for you. And it's much easier to make a choice and take on the responsibility of that choice, and then move forward to the next choice.
So well said. That puts a bow on this brilliant conversation this morning. And I hope everyone enjoyed wherever you are listening, whatever time of day. This is your space to think about what motivates you and the areas of your life. We're here to talk with you about it. You have comments, questions, put them below in the comments, and we're going to be talking with you about more in the weeks ahead. And this has been a pleasure to talk with you, Gogo, about don't live in the maybe.
Don't live in the maybe. Thank you for listening to another episode of Morning Motivation with
Gogo
and Natasha.